Ballroom, Broadway in Manchester, in Anaheim, where you can dance every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, brings you the band that's going to make you real happy, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Bobby! Thank you, friends, and how do you do, everybody? How do you do? Excuse that cold. Yeah, still go with the flu, seems like. Feeling fine? No, how's all the boys?
Fine!
Isn't that wonderful? Yes, sir. Lou! Oh, Lou! Oh, here he is. Yes, sir,
well,
man.
We didn't come to stay, we come to play. Yes.
Stay in there, Lou. Stay in there.
I'm with you, Bob.
You know, I'd like to open up today with an old-timer, one of Mr. Steele's old favorites.
Yeah.
It's an old fiddle tune.
Well, you got the bow rosin?
Oh, ready to go. I certainly have them tuned up. Hello there, honey. Hello. That's it. You got on a beautiful dress. Yes, you have. Well, bless its heart. Yes, sir. Here we go. Silent Johnson. Before I completely ruin it, I didn't do so good today, Mr. Steele. I'm just learning how to play this fiddle, see? Another 15 years, you think you'll have it. Well, I'm glad to see you out of the hospital and looking as good as you are. Really on top shelf now. Won't be long. You'll be out there kind of parading around with us. Isn't that right? Well, I hope so, too, Mr. Steele. You bet your life. Jackson, we promised the boy. You want to try it?
You bet.
Jack Lloyd, Trouble in Mind.
I'm going down.
my mind. When you see me laughing, I'm laughing just to keep from crying.
Brother Jack Lloyd, well done. Come here, Sam. Come in here, man.
Yes, sir.
You got a few letters hanging
around.
We
sure have, Bob.
Yes, fine, dear.
Mighty, mighty nice letters today. And we also would like to remind the friends that we'll try to get to all of them just as soon as we can, but we want them to keep writing because they're really writing some mighty nice letters, and we certainly appreciate it.
Well, we certainly do want them to keep writing, and I tell you what, folks, the more you write, the faster I believe old Eldon will get on talking.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Him up. Every time we get an extra letter or two over the day before, well, he kind of talks a little faster.
Okay, well.
Let's go, Eldon.
All right, here we are. Says, Dear Bob Wills, says, we are former residents of Muskogee, Oklahoma, and enjoyed listening to your noon broadcast back in Tulsa.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And they also go ahead to say that they're certainly happy to hear us here in Pasadena. They want a tune called Big Beaver. It says, please play Big Beaver for Mary, May, and Thelma. We hope you stay on the radio. Thank you very much. Here's
you
one.
You too. Thank you.
Says, hi, gang. Texas loss is our gain. Lots of luck to all. Hope you can stay forever. Play Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. And that's fine, Mike and his mommy.
Good.
Mighty fine. Thank you. Here's another one. Dear Bob and all the boys, so glad to hear all of you every day on good old KXLA. We were out to Harmony Park Friday night and had a wonderful time. Be seeing you real soon. Signed, Ruth. Thank you very much.
Yes,
Bob, I believe that'll do for now, and we'll
okay,
get the rest of them right.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do. She thinks she's going to do something else, but I think we better have her do this. Come on up here, thing. Little moon-eyed whelp. Louise Rowe. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Let her go. One, two, three. How's everything going?
Fine. I've been listening to your program. It's real good.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Lou. Coming from you, that's wonderful. You say it's good.
Yes, sir.
There's a guy that's really skeptical about our music. It has to be good. He wouldn't like it.
I love it. I just like to remind the neighbors, Bob, that they can see you in person with all the famous Texas Playboys. Tonight and Saturday night at Harmony Park Ballroom, we're going to start early and we're going to play late.
That's right. Yes,
and
sir.
We come to stay and we come to play. That's Broadway in Manchester and Anaheim, you know.
That's where it's at. Yeah, thank you, Lou. Say, Lou, you and I have a little old talk we have to kind of make here. We didn't get to Glenn on the phone.
Yeah?
But knowing Glenn as you do, and as I do, since his phone was busy, this has to be done. So since this has to be done, we might as well do it without talking to Glenn. You know, next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you know, you said you'd pick out some of our very best records and talk about us.
Yeah,
in other words,
love
try to say something good about us.
I'm going to talk with you on the record.
Oh, brother, wonderful. Well, anyway, I have to go to Sacramento to sign some more mortgages. I wasn't able to pay, so they told me they'd renew if I'd come up and sign. And Eldon has to go to Dallas to sign some more mortgages in order to be able to stay out here.
You didn't come to say you come to pay.
No, we come to stay and not pay. We're going back and sign. Yeah, I understand Jackson's got one to sign.
I'll tell you what, Bobby. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'll play some records.
He's going to be playing some records for us and pick out some good ones. Now, go way back. And what is that one we were just listening to?
Back to Kelly Rose.
Oh, no, not that one. Listen, let's borrow that one.
Black and Blue.
Black and Blue.
All right, we'll do that.
I want to hear Art Haynes again.
We'll do it pretty good.
Okie doke. Now then, you're not through yet. Don't start backing up.
I would just try a rehearsal.
You know, I wanted to say... you know, you thought this was all of the band when we first lit here, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It's not. We still got... Every time we get one of Lou's from Texas, he comes on out. There's some we left behind. Here's one just caught up with us. Over here. Jay, come over here, my boy. Jay Roberts. Lou, have you shook Jay's hand yet?
How do you do, Jay?
Hey, doing,
glad to meet you.
You know, there's a boy with an awful sweet voice.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Awful sweet boy.
I'd like to hear him do a little work.
Would you, sure now? Yeah. Well, anyway, we've got some more on the road. I'll tell you about them later. But he just got here yesterday. Glad to see you finally appear on the scene, Jay.
Glad to be here, Bob.
Did Snappy Smith scare you on the way out here?
You bet your life.
He scared you a few minutes ago, didn't he?
Sure
we get Snappy up in a few minutes since he drank a cup of coffee. Say, Jay, what are you going to sing for us today? I want to hear you
well,
do one. Wait a minute. Let me suggest it right quick.
All right.
Remember the tune that Papa always loves so well?
Sure do.
All right. Let's do that one. Molly Darling. Friends, this is Jay Roberts. My boy. All right.
Won't you tell me, Molly Darling, thank you.
easy to say J. Roberts because that's what the kids used to call me in school. You know, name Jim Raw when it's come here, J. Roberts. So I can always remember that awful easily, J. Yowza. Boys, you know what the little lady said to them about Big Beaver? You do have it, don't you?
Yes, sir.
I bet you do. Hello, Lou.
Hello, Bob.
Okay, let's go. One, two, three, four.
Bob, we have some more letters here I'd like to get to here right quick.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Says, Dear Bob and boys, I've got to be another one to welcome you to California.
Well, wonderful. Good.
Sure yes. Seems like home week to turn the dial to Kex L.A. at 12:30 o'clock.
Is that from Mr. and Mrs. Steele? That's what they said
before
the program. No, it's
no, it isn't.
No, they just said that to me before. It reminded them of old times.
They go ahead to tell us here. It says, you quit ribbing Louise so much.
She couldn't live, friends, without it. We have to keep her awake. That's the only way we have to.
Says, the best of luck, and they'd also like to hear my confession. We'll be listening, and that's signed Wanda Turner.
If that's that new speaker,
thanks.
No.
Is it? Thank you a lot, Miss Turner. Also, we have a very nice letter here from a Bob Marks, and he used to listen to you, Bob, way back in the Light Crest Doughboy days. That's way back then.
Brother, that's when women folks used to mix their own dough and make biscuits, isn't it?
That's right. Here's another nice letter. Signed, signed Juliet. Says, welcome to Southern California and good old KXLA. And hope you can be here for a long time. And just a congratulations message, and we certainly do thank you, and that's signed Julia H. Okay,
absolutely.
Bob.
Absolutely. Isn't it wonderful to be on the stations that everybody likes? All of them says good old KXLA. Isn't that wonderful? You know why that Lou Stevens is going to that. He's the cause of it. You know, friends, we want at this time to thank, maybe he'll come in later, but we want to thank Mr. Bill Choate for releasing his time to a man by the name of Snuffy Smith.
Gladly, Bob.
I think we'll bring you in later, Mr. Choate, but
well,
right now we
want
to...
I'd rather hear him.
Well, I wouldn't guarantee we're going to hear him,
Bob,
just yet.
Just stand here and look at him and watch him think.
Snuffy, we can't have that. You've got a lot of friends around here. You know, for years, you even went to high school out here. Gee,
yeah.
Wouldn't it have been lovely if I could have went to high school?
I didn't pass, but I went.
You didn't pass, but
no.
You went, huh?
Yeah, I went to school, but I didn't pass.
Well, now, I know in your nightclub there at Hobbs, where we've always been playing for you the last 3 or 4 years, you always get out and tell stories. But since I've heard you tell the story, I'd rather hear you sing, Snuffy. Yeah.
I don't know what I'd sing, Bob. I better get out of it.
And that one? That's
awful
it.
Sad. All right.
That's pretty sad.
I think. It's awful sad.
I know it's a sad thing.
All right. I'll try it then.
Okay, Snuffy. Snuffy Smith, let her go, boy. Kick her off, Steve.
That's good.
Look out, Snuffy.
Would have been better for us both had we never wicked world ever met. For the true love we've both found together, I'm sure love I'll never forget. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes, who is there
better get out of here, Bob.
Brother. You know, he says he has to be back home to tear those shirts because there's always a man sitting out there in the office. So tell him where it come from and he'll give you another one. Well, we've been working with Snuffy for several years. A great guy, used to be on the band, and all of a sudden got rich and went and bought him a nightclub. Now we work for him. You know, it's kind of rough to turn around and have to work for a man you've had working for you. Just like old Eldon, we went in the Army private. He come out a captain, and I come out a private. But it's awful nice when we get back on the band and I says, everything all right, Eldon?
Yes, sir.
Imagine the captain saying that to a private. Yes, sir. Oh, I've got it on him now. Really got him going. Well, Choate, looks like you relinquished your time, but I believe you're still going to have time to come in here and do a little something.
Yeah, I sure enjoyed old Snuffy.
Yeah, ain't it, Andy?
You almost had me bawling over there.
You want to be with us tonight, aren't you? Good boy. Wonderful. Have a lot of fun down there. How about you, Jay? I know you are because you're on the payroll. You're going to be there. You're going to be there. What are you going to sing, Bill?
Let's kick it right up pretty fast. That's the right
idea.
Or wrong or something like
right
that.
Right or wrong. Let it go.
They're fiddling away, and they want you to come on out tonight, friends, to the big friendly Harmony Park Ballroom, Broadway in Manchester and Anaheim, when you'll see and hear in person Bob Wills and all the Texas Playboys at Harmony Park Ballroom, Broadway in Manchester in Anaheim. Don't forget to come on out there tonight and see the boys in person. We're going to dance till 2 tonight and tomorrow night. Here's Bobby again.
On your
Benson Harmony Park Ballroom, Broadway in Manchester and Anaheim, the place to go for the best band in the land, brings you the best band in the land. It's Bob Wood.